The time of darkness is descending, an age when the dark shall eclipse light, so that men will perhaps call it the age of darkness.
Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone.
Well, once again, people, we're back.
We are back.
We are doing the darkness.
In action.
This is episode number,
62.
Okay, there you go. Episode
62.
We are over the hill. We are about to retire from my job. We already saw our kids grow up and go to college and make something of themselves.
Too hard.
And they're going to hurt. Hopefully we took care of them well enough they won't put us in a nursing home. So. Even though I say if we do get put in a nursing home, it got to be a badass nursing home
mm-hmm.
when we get old.
I would hope so, yes.
I hope we have PlayStations 1, 2, 3, 4s. I hope we have the new system where you can download your brain into the computer. You know, like nursing home going to be the shit. It's just going to be like us sitting at home at like what we used to do when we were kids, sitting at home playing video games.
Man, all they need in the nursing home is put like craft beer through my IV and like give me a set of Batman comics. I'll be good.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
That sounds like the life, man. Like I know nursing homes right now for old people suck because you know they don't have shit.
Nope. Yeah, obviously.
You know, they probably don't even have high speed internet to jack off. They probably can't.
Right. Yeah, by the time we're geriatrics, we're gonna have everything. So
have a robotic penis that can jack off for us. Ready to produce.
Are you a lefty or a righty?
Oh man, but man, the future's gonna be something amazing, so.
Or so we hope.
Oh, so we hope. So, anyway, I'm your host, people. I'm your host, Chicago John.
And I am your other host, Cody.
Cody, yes, Cody.
Okay. Sitting right here, sipping on some beer, unwinding, as I always do on a Tuesday night. What better way to unwind, CJ, than with the darkness?
The darkness, yes. Yes. And we're back, too, from Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, that weekend's irrelevant to me.
Oh, is it irrelevant? Okay.
Yeah.
We're back from the darkness of love weekend, I guess.
Sure. I don't know. It might be relevant to you, CJ. So I don't know. I'm just speaking for myself, sir.
It's not easy for me, man. It's just another fucking day.
Oh, okay.
You know what I got annoyed with? Man, I'm going to be becoming a cranky old man. Because I'm just getting annoyed left and right. I hate The Walking Dead. Ah, I hate this. Ah, the patriarchy. You know, what I'm annoyed with is... every time when it get close to Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
you either got two types of people. And this time, I didn't see this type of person. You either got the one type of person who talks about how much they're doing for other people on Valentine's Day. And they bragging about their loved one.
Right.
Bragging about how that person is the best person in the world.
Yes.
And then you got the other person. The person who loathes Valentine's Day. The person who has to go out their fucking way mm-hmm. to tell you how much they hate Valentine's Day. Tell
yeah,
you how much
yeah.
of this year that they hate. Like, why? And they don't understand it and all that other bullshit. Blase, blase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, yeah, you experience people like that. Which one do you see the most of on your page?
Probably the people who absolutely adore Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On my Facebook feed, yeah.
Well, you are a pretty motherfucker, so you probably have a little, I have enough pretty people on your page.
I don't care. If you like Valentine's Day, that's fine. You know, if you love it, that's great. If it has meaning to you, and if you have that special someone on your side, that's great. That's fine. Me, myself, like the times I've been in any sort of relationship or whatnot, it's never been around Valentine's Day. But I guess last year kind of counts, you know, it was kind of took place the day after Valentine's Day, but that was more of like a surprise. But other than that, it was never really all that relevant to me. And I'm not like one of those guys that say, oh, fuck Valentine's Day. Ooh, I hate it. I'm just like, oh, just there, whatever. Hey, if you're into that sort of thing, fine. Hey, enjoy it. Go ahead. Me, myself, I'm like, ah, just another day. That's fine. That's whatever.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, and I feel like that, too. I feel like, hey, you know, now for me, I enjoy Valentine's Day just because it just gives me an excuse to, you know, flirt with girls or tell the women in my life how much I, you know, I adore them and stuff like that, regardless if it's platonic or if it's sexual or you know, everybody came from a vagina. And if you didn't come from a vagina, then I guess you came from the belly.
Or a tube.
Yeah. You know, you gotta have there's some woman in your life somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
And why not have a day just to go out there and tell a lot of people that you enjoy them or you love them, you know, or you're like, hey, I care about
them. Yeah, but you don't need Valentine's Day to do that, though. That's just an excuse.
You don't, right? And they give me an excuse because usually when I do it on a normal day, I get charged for sexual harassment. But there's no sexual harassment for me this time.
Mm-hmm. or so you say, CJ. So you say.
Well, not on Valentine's Day. That's the one VD I can get.
Right. That's the one. That's the one recorded VD you have.
Right. But you know, like I got one friend. Now he's a bit of a man child. You know.
Okay. So he's Will Ferrell. Okay.
Yeah. He's about like 35. He loves his Power Rangers.
Jesus
man.
Christ. Oh, okay. Wow. 30. All right.
I know he's trying to scare me too. Like I'm trying to get old. Like I got one more year before I'm 30. And I'm like, God damn it, I need to, like, that's why if you're a man, it's harder on you if you're a man. If you're a man and you're single and you're, like, at a certain age, you're either a child molester or you're a serial killer. And no in between.
What age would you say that you hit that peak, CJ?
I think when you're 30-something. You got to be, is that 30?
I have at least 6 years.
Yes, you do. You don't even have that nowadays. If you were in the Midwest, people get married at 22, so yeah. That shit gets sped
up. Get divorced like a year later. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But yeah, like when you're 20, you got your excuses and stuff like that. Unless you're one of those 30-year-olds that you're traveling or something, or that's why you gotta always travel and stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then people will just notice that, hey, you're always traveling somewhere. I can see why you're not settled down yet. You can't be molesting children because you're traveling all over the world.
Right. You can't just be okay with being single by yourself. You always have to have something.
Especially if you work a 9-to-5 or something like that. You know, if some people hear like, oh, man, I've been single for like, you know, about 3 years. Mm-hmm. They're like, what? Like, how many cats have you been murdering in that time?
Shit, yeah, man, that was me. Before my last relationship ended, I didn't date anybody for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, people look at you weird, too.
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm like, hey, I don't want to deal with the bullshit. Simple as that.
You don't want to deal with the bullshit. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to deal with, like, if there's somebody that I really, really enjoy, and she's head over the heels over me, and I kind of like her back, I'll be with her.
Of course. Absolutely. But,
you know, it's not like I'm, like, turning my nose, like, ah, oh, I don't want these vaginas. Get you out of my face there. Ah.
Yeah, but how often does it come around, CJ?
Huh?
How often does that come around?
What, vagina?
No, God damn it, no.
Oh.
Sexist son of a bitch. No. Okay. I'm talking about just someone you have a...
There's always vagina.
Someone you have a connection with, CJ.
Oh, I mean, you know, for me, I'm a people person.
You are.
And sometimes that can be to a fault, you know. So sometimes I can form a connection with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my connection can be so strong that... You know, I put my own self in a friend zone just because of, I don't, you know, I just become a friend with that person. I look at it like a bonus stage. You know how you're playing Sonic and you don't know what you did when you beat the level, but all of a sudden you're in this bonus world? Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, that's what I'm feeling like if I'm friend with like a person. Like if I'm friend with a girl or something like that and we are kind of kicking it off, if she initiated sex or something like that, it would just be like a bonus stage. They're like, oh, I wasn't expecting this.
Bonus stage.
I hear that music playing around. Do, 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 do. I'm like, Jesus Christ. That's A, and that sex caught me off guard.
Oh, CJ. Oh,
I'm just saying, you know, but like you said, how often that comes, it doesn't come that often.
Yeah.
Because if it came very often, then that girl wouldn't be special at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now sometimes you got to build a relationship, and sometimes that relationship that you have with that girl evolve into being special.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not going to be, I will try my best not to be a bitter asshole.
Yeah.
Now, when I was younger, I was fucking bitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lived in Columbus. And Columbus was a college town where you see nothing but like happy white people holding hands everywhere, walking down the street with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, like I wanted to push one of those people in front of a moving car.
Goddamn.
And then like have them die.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, like,
goddamn.
If just have one of them die and just listen to one of them just say, like, baby, I love you. I would never move on. And then, you know, wait like 20 years or something like that, and as soon as that person get another relationship, I'm like, ha-ha, you liar. Mm. You fucking liar.
Gotcha. Red-handed. Red-handed.
Yeah. Then push that other one in the car. No, not again. Why are they stopping this black man? Where are the cops? You know. But no, I got this friend. Okay, I'm going to read his post from Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And it's 8:13, so he could have been out. He could have been at a bar or something. Yeah, the guy, you know, had his own dinner.
Yeah, like some people we know out, what, a day before. Well, we'll get into that.
You know, he says this. I hate V-Day in capital letters. He doesn't even call it Valentine's Day. He just hates V-Day. But might have a lead on a job, blah, blah, blah. Filling applications. I still hate V-Day. I think it's stupid. It's a stupid freaking holiday that's made up. I know I'm being a fat baby right now in a diaper. You know, it's a fat baby shooting arrows at people. It's stupid. SPVD day still sucks on every level. And then some. I'm like, wow. Wow. I'm pretty sure they had a Power Rangers episode where they had Valentine's Day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, bottom line, people. You know, next time Valentine's Day, if you're one of those people that hate Valentine's Day, then good. You don't have to tell everybody. Yeah. You can go out and do stuff. Stay off Facebook.
Yeah.
Stay off social media.
Yeah, dude, we get it. It's a Hallmark holiday. We get that. I mean, just treat it as any other day. That's what I did. I just treat it as a regular Saturday. That's all I did. That's all I got to do, people.
That's all you got to do.
All you got to do.
Can even say, you can even acknowledge it. Like, oh, yeah, today's that holiday. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Cool beans. I guess I won't get a restaurant today at Red Lobster in the ghetto
because
too many people trying to get their cheddar biscuits. You know, try to take your baby mom to the movie, but now you're getting kicked out because of, this happened at a theater where my coworker went to. She went to a theater, and there was a fight in the SpongeBob theater.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey fight.
Oh, no. No, we got to talk about that, too, later.
Oh, okay. I thought you were breathing. All right, okay.
Yeah, no, it was some ratchet stuff. Mm-hmm. Where some ratchet people were fighting in SpongeBob.
Okay.
So, yeah. But yeah, so that's all I got to say.
Okay.
You know, you can have a good weekend.
Yeah.
You can do things. Have fun.
Yeah, people, just fucking live. That's all you got to do. Fuck the bullshit. Just live. God damn it. Damn.
I did one of you, man. I just stayed home and had a nice quiet book. You know,
yeah, I was working on shit. I was watching shit, playing shit.
Damn.
And so, man, chill, people, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, just be like Cody and I.
Yeah.
Don't go out on the weekend. Just stay right at home, enjoy yourself, and have a good time.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I don't know why people think they fucking need companion shit to live. I don't understand that. Goddamn people, Jesus Christ. Anyway, CJ, speaking of companion shit, man.
Right.
Hey, you all right, CJ?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. All right,
just checking, man, because Friday, man, I got an interesting call from you.
Really?
Yeah. But people, let me set this up real quick. Yeah, it was Friday night. coincidentally the day before Valentine's Day. Ha ha ha. I get a call, and I don't recognize his number. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And obviously, I don't answer it because I don't recognize the number. I don't really give my number to people, but rarely. But somehow, CJ found my number because I listened to my voicemail. And he was like, and I heard CJ's voice. I'm like, he said something like, "Cuntzilla" and all that shit. Like, what the fuck? That's the first time I've been called a cunt. But all right, it's CJ. I'm like, okay, let me call this guy back, see what he wants to talk about. So call CJ back, and obviously you are drunk out of your fucking mind, CJ. You had a bar.
You have no proof on this.
Oh, I have. You're lucky I don't, but this happened. Yeah. I have witnesses, CJ. It wasn't witnesses. Only me. I was only the first drunk dial. I was only the first one.
Let's not talk about this unless you have actual proof.
Oh,
I mean, where's this so-called voicemail that you talked about?
Do you want to bring on the other voice, CJ? The other call?
We don't have to bring on anybody. Well,
you know what I'm talking about, CJ. Now, I'm going to get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm wondering what the hell you're calling about. I'm like, oh, yeah, CJ coming. Okay, yeah, I'll shoot the shit with him for a little bit because I was at home. I was working on the school project for a class. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll shoot the shit with him real quick, take a little break. So I don't remember what we're talking about exactly, but you asked, like, hey, what you doing, man? I'm like, okay, I'm working on a school project, a certain subject. You're like, oh, yeah, the answer is C. I'm like, what? CJ, I'm not taking a fucking quiz.
Statistically speaking, the answer usually is C. So.
Like, damn, I'm not taking a quiz, CJ. Then you said some other shit. You're like, oh, yeah, that's A minor right there, A minor. I'm like, CJ, the subject I'm on has nothing to do with fucking music.
Hey man, I'm trying to support you as my friend. Okay. I want you to graduate and become a successful actor so you can become the next what's it called, Black Spider-Man. Okay. So your brother, your evil twin, Jaden Smith, doesn't take over and become it.
That ain't gonna happen. Anyway.
Ain't gonna happen.
Now,
I want to encourage you, man, so you don't be in Jaden Smith.
I will nab the role of Miles Morales before that motherfucker. I can tell you that right now. Anyway, moving on to the rest of the story. We keep talking, and then I forgot why we bring up P1, but we bring up P1 for some reason. You keep saying, oh, yeah, P1. I that motherfucker, too. Yeah, I got some shit for him, too. I know his real name is Jerome. I'm like, CJ, his name's not fucking Jerome. What are you talking about? And you were just sure as shit. You're like, sure as shit. Like, no, I know his name. It's Jerome. Don't you fucking tell me any different, goddammit. I'm like, CJ, that's not his fucking. And you just kept going, okay, I'm going to call Jerome right now. I don't have his number, but somehow I'm going to find him and I'm going to call him. I'm like, all right, CJ, go ahead. Yeah. Our conversation didn't last too long, so I just let you have your fun. I don't know who you're with. I heard some girls in the background. I'm like, okay, CJ, go ahead. Tend to your blonde white women. Have fun with it.
How do you know?
Have fun with it.
How did you
think? You're like, okay, man, I'll talk to you on Monday, even though I'm normally not part of the Walking Dead podcast. But coincidentally enough, I was this week. So I'll give you that. So I hang up the phone with you, let you have your fun. That's that. But no, apparently that wasn't all. You made another drunk dial to another host on the Movie Spoilers right. Podcast website.
Right.
And that would be Miss Samantha Brown. Now, CJ, I know we all have love for everybody in the podcast, but I was just thinking it was platonic love.
Right.
But no, apparently that's not entirely the case. Because I heard from over the grapevine from certain people, I'm not going to name my sources, that you drugged out her as well. And you got to talking about her. I don't know how this came up, but apparently you wanted to raw dog her and come inside of her, CJ.
I said as a friendly gesture, and I would do the same to
as
you, Cody.
Friendly gesture.
As a friendly gesture, yes. I would do the same to you, Cody. So both of you guys are my dear closest co-hosts, my friends, my confidants. So yes.
Wow. Okay, people, you heard it here first. Apparently, according to CJ, If you come to somebody, want to raw dog them, that is a friendly gesture.
That is a friendly gesture. And that's how you express love.
Wow. Wow.
That's how you show you care. Every kiss begins with come.
What? Oh, my God, CJ. You and your warped fucking mind. Oh, God. So, yeah, man, I was pretty shocked to hear all that, man. So it's like, wow, he portrayed his true feelings, man. He did the infamous drunk dial, so that's how you know.
That's... How we do a drunk dial, though?
Really?
I don't see any different than this than from any other day.
Were they as adventurous as this drunk dial?
Yes. I think I've said worse things than that.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. I want to hear what you said in that drunk dial. Jesus Christ.
They got pretty bad sometimes. Well, they got pretty good depending on what side are you on.
So. God damn, CD, man. Wow, people. So, hey, if you get a future drug down from CJ, people, just take it in stride. Don't take it seriously.
You should take it very seriously.
I hope.
You should just mean everything. Just enjoy everything I tell you.
God, how could they? You tell someone, hey, I want to raw dog you and come inside you. What the fuck?
Yeah, I said that you are so special to me where I would like to come inside you.
Jesus. Bless Christ, it. Jesus. Wow. Oh, man, I know you.
I want just a full load. Just give me a full load.
Like, I know you and Samantha have a history with being co-hosts, man, but damn, it's kind of taking it a bit farther.
You too, Cody. You know, if you want that as
no, CJ, I'm good. I think I can do without your load, your seat. I think
you support my load.
I don't know about all that. I think you spread it a bit far already. You ain't got your abandoned child, so I don't think you need more.
That's why I get offended about that, because I know that there was no spreading or there was
no. No, I mean that pretty much confirmed it right there. I mean,
no, I did not love.
I did not confirm it. You admitted that you have like no problem raw dogging somebody.
I said somebody that I actually truly love.
Oh, so you truly love Sammy? Okay,
I truly love a lot of people. I can name a list of them.
Oh wow, okay, revelations here. Nice,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Very nice. But so yeah, people. There he goes. 6 degrees of CJ. God damn. All this happened coincidentally, man. The night before Valentine's Day, and even carried on into Valentine's Day itself, technically. It was in your area when the shit went down, basically. So.
Right.
Yeah, so just food for thought, people. Food for thought.
Now, Valentine's Day was kind of crazy, though. I did see your girl. Doing Valentine's Day, I went to Indianapolis.
I have a girl. Oh wow, it's news to me. Huh?
Well, I saw her. I saw your girl from Walking Dead. Well, you're not really into Walking Dead. You like me. You don't care.
Yeah.
But I saw the Sasha.
Sasha, yes.
At the WizardCon, I was at WizardCon this weekend for Valentine's Day, and seeing Sasha. So she with her non nappy hair, you know,
mm-hmm.
It would call it off pretty. But she was tall.
Oh, she's tall, really?
Yeah, she's like an Amazon, man.
Wow, really? Her?
Yeah.
Wow, I would never get to that from watching The Walking Dead, okay.
Yeah. And then I even saw, I should have got a picture for P1, I'm going to be mad. But don't tell P1, people. But I saw, what's his name, Roker? Mike Roker?
God damn it, CJ.
Mac Roker?
No, Michael Rooker, god damn.
Mac, okay. Okay, well, I saw him. I saw him, and he was actually playing Quidditch with people of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. He was doing Harry Potter Quidditch. So he was actually one of the most popular people. Like, he had real security around him. You know, Lou Ferrigno, he didn't have nobody but, like, some kind of 60-year-old mom watching his hair. I felt bad for him, too. Like, man, it felt like, you know, it's like you're on sale. And you're sitting there looking at people walk by you and stuff. And you're trying to get like $50 from people to get a signature.
Right.
Like, come on, Lou Ferrigno. Like, the Incredible Hulk was how long ago?
Pretty long time ago.
Like, what, almost 20? Maybe 20 years?
Shit, might be over that.
Maybe over that? You know, and Lou Ferrigno just sitting up there. Well, I still saw autographs. Yeah, I'm like, all right. Then I did end up actually peeing next to Lou Ferrigno.
So that's awesome, man. Got to pee next to the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Yeah. So he didn't hear me peeing on his shoe, though.
Oh, it's this vibration I feel in my shoe.
What's that sound? I smell that sound.
And then you see William Shatner's ass charging like $100 just to get in line to talk to him, and then like another $50 to take a picture. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, fuck you, Will Shatner. Who do you think you are, George Takei?
Oh, my.
This motherfucker thinks he's popular like
that. If anything, more people want to meet what's his name? George Takei than they would
of course.
Will Shatner.
George Takei is awesome.
He is awesome. So, it was kind of weird, you know, going to another con after so just the Comic Con, I mean, the Wizard Con was just a little bit more laid back. Mm-hmm. The only people that were getting a little crazy were like when you saw anime people dressed up. The anime people are kind of crazy.
Okay.
They need to take their pee.
Of course.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
I take their Ritalin.
They do got to take their Ritalin. You know, gamers, they're their own, you know, level of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just all sitting down. So, sitting down somewhere.
Right.
So, WizardCon, definitely like a more older crowd, you know.
Okay, so people are a bit more stable.
Yeah, a little bit. A little
Not
bit,
entirely, so. But a touch.
Oh, they're a touch, all right. Yes. Or never been touched or something. So who knows? Oh, man. But yeah, so what are we going to bring up, man? I know you wanted to bring up your, because we did want to bring up that topic of your evil twin trying to become Spider-Man.
My evil, get the fuck out of here.
Jaden going to be your Venom.
Don't you
what we should do.
Ever compare me to Jaden Smith, God damn it.
We should put you in the next Spider-Man movie, and you are a Miles Morales, and then Jaden is your Venom. God. He becomes Venom, and you have to fight him.
Fuck.
And I'm tied up. I'm tied up, man. You got to come save me.
Fuck you. Jaden Smith's my opposite. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. I can't wait to just see you two go at it, man. That would be, I would pay top dollar to go see that film.
Oh, my God.
Jaden versus Cody. Good versus evil. How can we spin webs when we can't even spin spiders? Coming soon.
Oh, no. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Jaden is like a failed Riddler.
it's a failed project, period.
There you.
Damn.
Talk about shit. Oh, man. But yeah, let's bring up that article. All right.
Is that really even an article? I'm pretty sure.
No. It was something. Just being talked around.
Because there's a lot of people that are still hanging on to that notion that, oh, yeah, they're going to go with Miles Morales this time. I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they already announced that it was going to be Peter Parker, but people just don't want to hear that, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, but people still going away and casting people and shit. Like, oh, yeah, this guy. This other black guy. That dude. Yeah, him. Mm-hmm. That guy. Yep. Like, people, goddamn it.
There's only five of y'all out there. Five young black people, by the way. You can't make Denzel watching the Miles Morales.
No. You can't.
That'd be funny if you did, but.
That'd be hilarious. I'll watch the fuck out of that. Denzel was fucking Miles Morales. Peter Parker ain't got shit on me. Oh. Yeah, CJ. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, but, hey, so you don't think your boy ever has a chance?
No. Please, no. God, no.
All his mom is in a comic book? His dad about to be in a comic
anything,
book?
If anything, he has a better shot against something on the DC side. If anything. Like,
DC don't have any brothers. I mean, what's he going to do? Become Static Shock or young Green Lantern?
They did bring that up in the past. So, so don't joke about that.
No.
Shit might happen.
Oh, terrible. That's
damn terrible. Fucking James. God damn it, CJ. I gotta bring him up, man. I was having a good time listening to the, us shoot the shit and all that, and you gotta bring out fucking James. God damn it.
It's okay, man. He's gonna be your Venom.
God damn it. Yeah. get my church bells and get that shit off him. Rip his ass.
Then you gotta need. I can be the hobgoblin. I can come in and try to save you, or try to give you that extra bomb that you need to defeat him.
Hey, that's fine. Hey, whatever it takes, whatever it fucking takes, CJ.
Yeah.
To stop getting compared to that motherfucker, no, no, stop now. God damn it.
They can just have it. Oh, you can. It's gonna be the past version. Like,
oh my,
like. You're young. You guys are young kids, and then you grow up to be your older self. What's his name? Michael Ealy.
See, that one I don't have a problem with it, but fucking Jaden Smith. No.
you don't want to call him your evil shadow.
No.
The opposite.
No. God damn it.
Okay. All
right. Fuck out of here with this shit.
All right. There we go. But that's all I got to say. So I'm glad that's a hoax. So everybody have nothing to fear. Cody will defeat him, and we won't have to worry about Jaden becoming Spider-Man.
Yes, I will be the ultimate son of Smith. Oh, man.
Oh, and they might as well just make Jaden, what you call it then? Harry Osborn, and make Will. Make Will... Ozzy.
Cody, you're my true son.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be awesome. That would be fucking badass. Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, but what are the news you have?
Oh, man, I'm trying to find the story about the 50 Shades of Grey screening where they fucking beat the shit out of this dude. But I cannot find it.
Oh, the three women?
Was it three women?
Yeah, it was three women and a man, and the three women were arrested.
Right, because he tried to walk out, correct? And then I forgot. What the fuck is the story? I can't. Man, I would.
Yeah, I found it right here. It's in People Magazine. People Magazine has it,
mm-hmm.
And. People.com, it talks about three women arrested after allegedly assaulting a man during the 50 Shades of Grey screening.
Right.
Yeah, I'm about to send you the link. I don't know if there's any pictures or video. But, yeah. A screening for 50 Shades of Grey in Scotland. Oh, this is Scotland, so this was in the States.
Scotland.
ended with at least one set in handcuffs. That's stupid. Three women were arrested outside the theater for allegedly attacking a man after a Valentine's Day event showing of the racy film, which isn't racy at all.
So I've heard, yeah.
Police were called to the cinema about 8 p.m., where they arrested the woman, age 31, 38, and 50. Yeah, that sounds like some women. That sounds like the age that would do it. For allegedly disorder... offensive and allegedly assault, the BBC News report. Witnesses on the scene also told the Telegraph that the disturbance started when the victim asked the woman to quiet down.
Shit. Man, he brought that on himself.
Hey, hey.
Man.
Will you turn down that vibrator, please? It is humming in my ear.
Did you turn down that steam? God, Jesus, that shit is loud. Getting in my way.
Why does it feel like a rainforest in here? I see there bushes. There's
rainforest. You know, there's noises and shit. Crickets.
You should have cleaned that out before you brought it here, ma'am. Please do not smother a small safari in with your vagina.
Goddamn.
Other movies... other moviegoers claim that the man has been hit in the head with a glass bottle. Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was blood wiped from the seat before the next screening.
Oh, boy, this is one of those theaters where they serve alcohol.
Yeah, this is just like that theater I was telling you about when the ratchet girl was fighting.
Man, that is a recipe for disaster. You're in the theater watching Fifty Shades of Grey with a bunch of women with alcohol involved. Man, on Valentine's Day of all days. Oh, God. What the hell was he thinking?
I don't know why he was in there by himself. Did he even bring friends or backup?
Yeah, does it say he was there by himself? Does it say that? Yeah. Was he with some?
I don't know. Despite press reports, nobody was glassed, and a wine bottle was not used as a weapon. Those involved did not require hospital attention. A spokeswoman for the movie theater told the Telegraph, the three women were not the only ones making the scene that night. There were also several incredibly drunk women vomiting in the aisles, and several complaints from the other screens about the drunk and rowdy folks, moviegoers. They got nothing to blame.
Wow. Okay, so I'm wondering, if this dude was in fact alone, was he homosexual?
Stop! Was he like, stop it!
Bitch, shut your fucking mouth.
I don't know how to do a gay Scottish person.
Yeah,
I
forgot it's Scottish. I'm not going to even try that. But,
stop it, to him. I suck your penis. I don't know. That's offensive.
Wow, because if he was homosexual, that made his story like all that much more entertaining.
Yeah, they were probably mad. Like, Look at that gay man stealing our men.
Right, exactly.
That's why I'm single today.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Mr. Whiskers? You know, sneaking in their cat.
Yeah, they're all mad because there's people more accepting of it today. You thought that motherfucker was stealing all their men. They can't get their 50 Shades of Grey on. So they're like, fuck him. Fuck that motherfucker. See, that would make sense. That would make sense.
I think this is every week at a movie theater in Scotland, though. Somebody drinking too much and then they...
Hey, well, you got a point. Yes.
Yeah. Point was... Yeah, he pretty much got jumped.
Yeah, but look at the age of the women, though. So that makes sense. Look at their ages.
Yeah, 51, 38, 31.
Right?
Yeah.
So, at that point where they're just fed up with men, period, and they want that fantasy, this 50 Shades of Grey fantasy. And they just lashed out. That's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So people, when you go to the theater, if you're in the hood, try not to get shot or to get into a fight.
Who the fuck is watching 50 Shades of Grey in the hood? Please elaborate, CJ.
They should, but you know what? Oh damn, we should have put a camera there or just went to the hood. I think that's the only place you could go.
I know.
And it's quiet. You want some nice and quiet? You just go to the hood and see 50 Shades. I don't know. You like, girl, you know, I want to see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guys would be there quiet, basically, because he wouldn't know how to react to that shit.
Right.
Yeah, because he doesn't do any free shit like that at home. So he's like, I don't know how to react to this. That's he would start talking proper and shit. Like, oh my God, what is this?
It just makes me want to be better. I want to love you more.
Oh my God, I think I want to go to college now. My God. We get that degree. Goodness.
50 Shades of Grey Hill Black. Hill Ghetto Black people in that. That movie deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
It really does. It really does.
Yes. I wonder, that's what we haven't thought about. Like, how many actual African Americans would they go see 50 Shades of Grey?
I want to know where they fall into the exact demographic of the neglected housewives.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. If anything, you know a few of them did.
Yeah, probably a few.
Yeah, a few. But I think, what do you think the demographic is? Larger white women or black?
Oh, yeah. I would assume it's definitely larger white women.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
See, black women, they love their own type of 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. It's called Tyler Perry.
Thank you. Thank you. It's called Tyler Perry, and it's called things like The Butler.
Really?
Selma.
I don't know if they'll fall into those categories.
Oh my god, man. They watch. Look, man, I'm telling
you. I know they like it. I'm just talking about it's not really that 50 Shades of Grey niche.
Look, they get off to it, man. They get off to
really?
That.
Really? Okay. That black news to me.
They get off to that. Black women coming up and watching those movies. You know, like you always seen a brother getting his ass whooped. You know, they want to see that. They're like,
Right, that's why I said Tyler Perry. Because they already see that, like, the evil black dude get his comeuppance.
I think that, but they like to see women get, you know, all down and run down.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, think about the For the Color Girls. That movie is just so depressing.
Right. Oh, yes. And then, you probably also got to The Help.
The Help, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they love it. They love that depressing stuff.
Wow, yeah, I guess you're right, CJ.
I can't even watch Rosewood without knowing there's a lady up there.
I remember that movie.
Yeah, they used to show that in classes. For Black History Month.
Yeah, that was a fucked up movie, yeah.
What are we going to learn from that movie?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it was hard. You know, a lot of that stuff is terrible that happened and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, how many times am I going to watch these movies like this? I mean, I know 12 Years a Slave is an excellent movie, but golly.
Yeah.
That's some type of history or slave porn or something like that.
Slave porn. Wow.
I'm just saying, people have torture porn, so maybe slave porn isn't the proper term for it. But
probably not, but I'll roll with it.
I don't know, black oppression porn, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I like that better, actually. It's more PC.
I mean, I know there's mamas out there. I know when I was in Chicago, all my mom and her friends and my mom and my friends' mothers, they all watched those depressing black movies.
Right. And that nowadays is just silly shit. I think that was more prominent back then, the depressing, you know, real shit. Nowadays it's just, it's extra foolish and do stupid shit and listen to bad music. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
And believe me, too, you also have stuff like Precious, you know, like, who watching that movie for entertainment purposes? There's nothing entertaining about Precious.
I don't know, man. Her running down the street with that chicken box, that was pretty funny.
I'm sad for I'd rather watch a Soviet film.
I fucking laughed my ass off, so I don't know.
I'd rather watch a Transvan, or what's his name, Transvan?
Lars von Trier?
Yeah, I'd rather watch one of his films.
Oh, God. That dude. Yeah. That pretentious son of a bitch. Ugh. He's the guy that did Nymphomania, right?
That was he did. Yeah, he did Nymphomania.
God, fuck that movie. Or both of them.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was.
Saw that? Too. Man. Yeah. Ugh.
But, yeah, there you go, people. So, 50 Shades. $82 million, you guys, y'all made it happen.
You guys made it happen. You knew they would, CJ.
Yeah.
You know that was going to happen.
Well, I stood us out the door with my cats and stuff, with some kitty litter. Say, hey, I got some kitty litter from Mr. Mittens.
Right.
You going to let me scratch in your cat post?
Yes, indeed.
So we got anything else, too?
Shit, man. I think that's all the interesting shit to talk about. This week, at least.
Well, shoot, I guess it's time for that little questions. Little
questions, man. Unfortunately, we only got one this week, CJ.
Ooh, thank God.
All lonely. All alone.
Hey, lonely like the old people on Valentine's Day.
I know. So I guess it just fits with us. gravy, CJ. Gravy. But our lone question comes from Steve. He says, thank you, Cody, for letting CJ know Do the Bear was bullshit. And we don't want that here. Hey, my pleasure, Steve. I'm here to help you out, man. I am here to please, my friend. So that's my job. That is my job.
Is that all Steve wrote?
That's all he wrote.
I hope he died and go to hell.
Yeah, that's usually responsive, CJ.
Yeah, it is my. I need to change.
Yeah, you kind of switch it up sometimes. Like you hope you die in a geek media and all that shit. But now it's.
I don't want to. You know, I just don't want to send him any more death threats after this whole incident with the whole Gamergate people. You know, but he's a man, and
he is.
I should let his patriarchy run through.
Okay. Well, that's respectable. I suppose. It's your drunk dialing ass. yeah, man.
But and also too, today Fat Tuesday, people. So enjoy your Fat Tuesday.
Is it Fat Tuesday?
It is Fat Tuesday.
It is Fat Tuesday. Well, I'm drinking beer right now, so I guess that counts.
Enjoy your Fat Tuesday. Enjoy this episode as well of The Darkness.
Darkness.
Don't forget to listen to this week episodes that we have. We got Better Call Saul review, Walking Dead review, and Gotham with the Joker.
Oh, lovely. I cannot wait to talk about that.
I know you guys can't wait about that. So, yeah, people, we got a lot of stuff coming up on this. Got a lot of stuff coming up on this episode. Or not even this episode, this website. That probably going to nominate. Hopefully you get nominated again for some podcasts.
Yeah, probably won't since you fucked up 2 weeks ago. But yeah.
It ain't my fault.
Wait, it's not your fault. Get the fuck out of here.
Sabotage.
How is it not your fault?
You sabotaged.
Explain. CJ, that was all you. You fucked that up monumentally. So
all you had to do did not sabotage me.
CJ, dude, you fucking run with it, dude. You even say to yourself, oh, this bullshit running a joke. If it's a joke, you know it's bullshit, so how's it going to affect you?
Yeah, you sabotage me, so it's all
good. Oh, fuck off. You weak-willed individual.
Yes, I know. I'm
weak son of a bitch.
You know, I get abused by the people that I love.
You will never succeed in life, CJ, being that fucking weak.
That's why I try to, you know, come in the ones I love and let y'all know I love you guys.
Goddamn.
How can I do that? How can I do it so?
Hey, girl, I love you. Really? Show me. Let me come on your shoulder real quick. The fuck?
No. I didn't say in the show. I said in.
Oh,
inside.
Inside. Oh, excuse me.
Right. I mean, I got a morning after pill on the side for that person.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, CJ.
All right, people. Well, that's been the show.
All right.
I hope you guys all enjoy it.
I hope so. No, that's it, man. I hope so. Hope all you lovers out there had a good Valentine's Day, and all you single people, neglected people, or whatnot. I also hope you had a good weekend. Like I said, you don't need anybody to be happy. So, there you go.
Peace, everybody.
God damn, we haven't signed. I probably got CJ. God.
Oh, sorry. What
the fuck? Jesus.
I'm serious.
Anyway, people, if this is your first time listening, or if you're already a listener, if you haven't caught on just yet, you can reach me on Twitter at Cody W, or you can hit me on Facebook at Cody Williams. I am the one with the shield. Where can they find you, you drunk dialing son of a bitch?
You can find me at Chicago John the Bear on Facebook, or Lou Joel, LEWJOL, on Twitter.
There you go, people. Make sure you get passed around CJ your number so he can drunk dial you in the future, and also have the desire to come see you.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
Coming to a girl near
you.
And
or a man.
Oh, that too.
Nothing is beyond him.
We're in the future.
That's right.
It's all good.
We're more accepting of it now. It's 2015.
Pretty much.
So, we know you have a choice in listening to podcasts, and we appreciate you. And we love you. Like CJ, he knows love. He knows love. We love you for listening to this podcast and choosing us this week. And always remember, people, in order to get to the light at the end of the tunnel, you must first go through
the darkness.
The darkness. Later, you beautiful bastards, you.
Peace.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.